sponsored, so Gerald and Christy Lund are helping make this happen, and also a donation was made in honor of Judy Hine, the choir's director. So, yeah, those are some sponsors that we have. It helps keep things free for the community, so we really appreciate these folks.
That's awesome, and as we wrap up, Mary, why should folks come check out the Beaver Dam Country Jam?
Because it'll be fun.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. How about Rick, final word?
I tell you, it's just going to be, again, yeah, it's fun. We're going to have a good time. We're going to put on, we're just sharing music that we all love for some reason or another. We all have a connection to it. I was just going to say, too, the choir itself, I've been in some really stuffy choir. I studied music, and I was in some really heady secular choral music stuff. This is not. This choir in Beaver Dam is very unique. So much fun. We do some modern stuff. We don't do in regular choir. So support that. Support this and come and hear some country music. And if you got change or folding money too, give in.
All right. Awesome. That is Rick Ramirez. We're also joined by Mary Irwin and David Sinier. Thanks so much for coming in this morning, guys. It was great to catch up with you.
You bet.
Thanks for having
us. Looking forward to the show. We'll have more Hometown Today coming up next on 95.3.
Want to go hunting but not sure how to get started? The Wisconsin DNR has you covered. Before you buy that blaze orange, visit dnr.wi.gov. You'll find everything you need to get started with Wisconsin's other favorite fall sport, including hands-on hunting classes, license info, and more. Go wild in Wisconsin and join the hunt today at dnr.wi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
From the moment you arrive, so many reasons why. McKinstry's Home Furnishings is the place where you should be.
It's big savings for you.
Big savings for you.
Big savings for you.
It's the clearance corner at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, featuring a whole department filled with exciting final clearance merchandise. Come in today and experience a treasure hunt for bargains, discontinued items, and as-is merchandise, all reduced to rock-bottom pricing. Save big on mattress sets and tables, coffee tables, chairs, and accessories. All items are one of a kind. Visit the clearance corner and enjoy the savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts since 1858. Be sure to stop in and see us for the Chamber of Commerce wine tour on Friday, September 19th.
Year after year, McKinstry's.
Wheel of Meat!
Every Monday morning at 7:40, listen for your chance to spin the Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat. It's full of specialty meat items. The Leroy Meats Wheel of Meat, Monday mornings at 95.3 WBEV.
With so much financial uncertainty, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Andrew Meehan. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. Stop by our office at 301 South Roosevelt Drive, Suite B, here in Beaver Dam. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
School's starting soon, but summer's not over yet. Keep grilling those burgers and hot dogs, but don't toss that empty bun bag. With Lowe's for Learning, every UPC from Village Hearth Bun Packages is worth 5 cents for your school. Earn up to $10,000 this year just by eating what you love. Grill now, give back later with Village Hearth and Lowe's for Learning.
It's back and it's wilder than ever. Get ready for the 31st annual Beaver Dam Conservationist Game Feed, Tuesday, October 7th. And this year, they've got a brand new location, the Beaver Dam Country Club. Doors will open at 5 p.m. and at 6:30, dig into a mouth-watering wild game buffet. And yes, free beer from 5:30 to 7. There'll be raffles, door prizes, games, gun boards, and a live auction. This is one wild night you do not want to miss. Tickets are just $45 and they're only available in advance. Pick up your applications at the Beaver Dam Conservationist Club, Beaver Dam Country Club, Lipstick Tavern, Maury's Bar, The Landing, or find a flyer at bdconservationist.com. No tickets will be sold at the door, so don't wait. We'll see you at the 31st Annual Game Feed, Tuesday, October 7th, at the Beaver Dam Country Club. Be there, be wild, be hungry.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering. You're listening to Hometown Today on the 5,000-watt flamethrower on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Well, in this segment, we are excited to have a special guest joining us by phone. We are talking this morning with our pal Holly from Memory Making Travel. Good morning, Holly. How are you today?
I am great. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, I'm. It's kind of fun time of year right now when it comes to weather, because you get a little bit of that cooling off, which is kind of nice. I love doing yard work out in weather like that, but we're still going to have some warm. I'm looking at the forecast. Looks like later in the week we get to get back up to those 80s. But you know, winter's going to be here before you know it. Holly, I am not a winter guy. I enjoy going out maybe snowmobiling a couple times, and I told somebody the other day, to me, the only good thing about things getting colder is I get additional pockets for snack storage with my hoodies and my jackets. But there is one other really good thing about the cold weather, because if you're like me and you want to get out of it, by the time February rolls around, like, we're really getting sick of it. But we've got our upcoming Waves, Beaches, Escapes, and Vibes trip that we are doing with you. If folks have not heard about this, which I would be totally shocked at this point, but tell us about this trip, because it's going to be really fun.
First of all, I love the title, because did you notice it's WBEV's initials?
Yes,
the title?
I did catch that. I love that. That is so much fun.
But yeah, we are heading to Secrets Playa Mujeres Golf and Spa Resort in Mexico, February 1st through the 6th or through the 7th, depending on your time frame. I know when we first announced this, we're like, oh, we have plenty of time. Well, now we don't have plenty of time. we need to know if you're coming with us by October 15th, because groups like this, you know, we need to get things finalized with the resort and airlines. And we are flying out of Milwaukee this time. We heard the listeners. They're like, hey, Holly, we want to go in the wintertime instead of May. We want to try something different. We'd love to fly out of Milwaukee instead of Chicago, if possible. And we want adults only. And I'm like, check, check, and check. So I'm so excited, because number two, the Secrets property, besides being adults only, is a 5-star for those other people who came with us to Secrets in Punta Cana. They saw what that was like. But this one is actually being refurbished as we speak. It's going to be opening up again in December. So we're going to have basically a brand new property with, you know, nice, gorgeous views. The beach there, I have been there. You can walk for miles. I'm a beach walker, so try to get my walk in before I have my cocktails in the afternoon, just to make it be a little okay. It's also right next to a Dreams property, which is the family side, basically, or family resort. So if you wanted, you can even go over there included. And if you like dolphins, there was a dolphin swimming area in front the last time I went anyway. So that's kind of cool, too, just to watch them in the morning or whatever. Yeah.
That's amazing. And I know looking at some of the pictures of this resort, I mean, it is like something straight out of a dream. It is unbelievable. And you get to hang out with our pal Wally, because he's going to be hosting. Wally and Charlie are going to be there, too. It's going to be a lot of fun. Really looking forward to it. And but like you said, cannot wait. I mean, 2026 is like getting so close already. I can't believe it. But so again, you can't wait too much longer to get signed up. And of course, all the details are available on our winter getaway page, dailydodge.com. Mm-hmm. You can check out the pictures, the details. And it's, as you can, if you can't tell, folks, working with Memory Making Travel has been awesome, because they really listen to everybody. And they said, okay, we've got some great feedback. We can make these things happen. We can definitely go at a different time of year. We could totally do all inclusive. And yes, we could definitely fly in and out of Milwaukee. So that's really great. Holly, before I let you go, obviously we're really excited about that trip. But you've got a couple of other really fun trips coming up too that you can tell us about real quick.
Yeah. Well, a bunch of your listeners, we're leaving for Italy soon. We leave in October, so excited about that group trip. I'm actually heading
over the pond later today to do some recon missions.
Yeah.
We're going to be announcing that, I think, later this month from that destination. So I don't think I want to spill the beans too much, but be on the lookout for that. Or have,
okay.
You know, people like my business page, and you can maybe get a few hints that way. But yeah, I'm actually heading to Spain this afternoon to go to a wedding for my best friend's son. So I've been home a week. I was in Alaska with a group last week. But, you know, I go so you know. I really like to be able to tell people about the destination, you know, before you get there for any nerves. But I want to just go right back to Secrets real quick for those who don't know what an all-inclusive is. Now, remember, the price that you see, it has your flight from Milwaukee direct. It has all-inclusive means your food, your drinks. If you want to order a round of shots for everyone, you can do it. The rooms, transfers in destination to and from. Because we're flying from Milwaukee, I do know a person who, with a bus that we can maybe set up if people don't want to drive to Milwaukee. It'll be a minimal charge. So again, whatever we need, I got you.
Awesome. That is, it's going to be an incredible trip. And again, as I mentioned, you can certainly check out all the details on dailydodge.com. You check out Holly's website. And Holly, if people maybe have some questions, last second questions before they book or anything, or they, you know, they'd rather book through you, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, you can give me a call, 262-707-3342. But just a reminder, I am going to be 7-8 hours ahead. But you can just message me, Holly, H-O-L-L-I-E, at memorymakingtravel.com. My associates will be looking at my emails if they have questions. Otherwise, the website really does have all the information, and that's memorymakingtravel.com. And then go to the Groups tab and look for the WBEV Winter Getaway.
Awesome. Holly, always great to chat with you, and really excited for this trip.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
That is Holly with Memory Making Travel. We'll be back with more Hometown Today next on 95.3.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel continues defending its airstrike on Doha, even though around the world, the move has been soundly criticized.
The strike causing international outcry. Qatar condemning the attack, calling it state terrorism and accusing Israel of sabotaging ceasefire talks. Israel says it was entirely justified, though Hamas called it a failure, claiming that none of its leaders were killed. Instead, they say it only killed security guards and the son of a Hamas leader, as well as a member of the Qatari security forces.
ABC's James Longman in Doha. Russia says it did not deliberately target Poland when drones were sent over the border and into Polish airspace. Polish and NATO air defenses were scrambled, shooting down the drones. A Russian airstrike on pensioners picking up their checks in eastern Ukraine this week, killing 24. Inflation at the wholesale level eased a bit last month. The producer price index down 2.6% on a yearly basis. Tomorrow, we find out about price indexes at the consumer level. This is ABC News.
The best place to hear your favorite song is in a bed from Slumberland Furniture. There's plenty of great music in here at the Slumberland Furniture Studio on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. The U.S. Department of Education is pulling $11 million in federal funding that supported two education programs in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Deafblind Technical Assistance Project serves 170 students who live with both vision and hearing loss. And the State Personnel Development Grant was funded to help train special education teachers. State officials say they plan to appeal the decision. The latest COVID-19 vaccines are available in Wisconsin. You don't need a prescription if you're 65 or older, or if you have one of several pre-existing conditions. Otherwise, experts say you may want to ask your pharmacy if they have the vaccine in stock and if they require a doctor's prescription. Depending on your insurance coverage, you might also have to pay out of pocket this year. Road improvements and building upgrades are expected to dominate the discussion as Dodge County leaders hammer out next year's budget. Dodge County Administrator Cameron Clapper says the budget should be ready for supervisors to review next month and final adoption in November. Washington County supervisors get to work on their next budget today. The package proposes spending between $140 and $145 million. County Executive Josh Showman says the rate for county property taxpayers will be the lowest since before World War I. Washington County crafts its budget every 2 years. A Green Bay teenager faces charges after allegedly bringing a handgun and ammunition to school yesterday. Police responded to two fights at Preble High School at lunchtime. Police say they found the weapon and the ammo in a locked classroom. Green Bay police say they'll have an increased presence at Preble High today. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Brewers dropped a 5-4 decision to the Rangers last night down in Texas. They try to avoid the sweep this afternoon. Coverage begins at 1 on 95.3 WBEV. The Packers signed Christian Watson to a one-year contract extension through 2026. It'll pay him $13.25 million next year. The Packers and Washington Commanders play tomorrow night in prime time at Lambeau. 7:15 the kickoff on 95.3. Badger football team heads to Alabama on Saturday. That's an 11 a.m. kickoff on 95.3. It's the Luke Fickle Show tonight at 7 on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, and at 8 o'clock, it's the Barry Alvarez Show. Badger women's volleyball team swept Milwaukee last night. You can see all of last night's prep scores at DailyDodge.com. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center on 95.3 WBEV.
At Prairie Ridge Health, women's health is a lifelong journey. We're here with you every step of the way, from routine gynecology care to pregnancy, menopause, and everything in between. Our compassionate team provides expert care tailored towards women's health. With flexible appointments and convenient locations in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie, we are here to support your journey. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Check out the Dodge County's Most Wanted page on DailyDodge.com, presented by Neuberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froley.
Overcast today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 75, winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 54, tonight partly cloudy. Mainly clear, tomorrow 78. Partly cloudy skies, Friday, with highs around 82. 85, slight chance for storms, Saturday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Listen to Green Bay football all season long on 95.3 WBEV. Each game will announce a Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Remember who that mystery player is? Then listen to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the next business day right around 8:15. Be the correct caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental mystery player of the game. Get it right and you'll win a Sonicare toothbrush and be entering the drawing for the end of the season mystery prize. It's the mystery player of the game presented by Columbus Family Dental.
Hi, I'm attorney David Gruber. After an accident, you need a trusted winning team on your side. For more than 30 years, Gruber Law Offices has helped Wisconsin families get the results they deserve. If you've been injured, call our firm today for a free consultation. We're available 24/7. Wisconsin's own Gruber Law Offices, proud partner of your Milwaukee Brewers. One call, that's all.
Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and you're listening to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where they invite you to check out their clearance corner, a whole department filled with exciting final clearance merchandise. Stop in today and experience a treasure hunt for some great bargains. They've got discontinued items like and as-is merchandise, all reduced to rock-bottom pricing. You can save big on mattress sets, end tables, coffee tables, chairs, and accessories. All items are one of a kind. Visit the Clearance Corner and enjoy the savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts since 1858. And don't forget, stop in and see them for the Chamber of Commerce wine tour coming up next Friday, September 19th. Stop in and say hi at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We are excited to welcome in our next guest here on Hometown Today this morning. We've got some folks with the Watertown Players upcoming production of Rumors. And joining us today is Jenny Ortega. She is the director. Jim Ortega joining us as well. He is the set builder. Bill Eddington is with us. He is part of the cast. And Blaine Landowski joins us as well on Lights and Sound. Great to have y'all here this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you making the trip. Always good to catch up with the Watertown Players. Excited for this next production of Rumors. Jenny, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about this show.
This is by my favorite playwright, Neil Simon.
Okay.
This is the first farce that Mr. Simon ever wrote. And a farce is something that, you know, is kind of outlandish. And this is a very outlandish show. It's based on a couple who is having their 10th anniversary party. You never see these two on stage. You see four other couples. They all come to the party, and there are all sorts of rumors flying around about affairs and what happened to the hosts of the party. The first couple that come in, they discover that the host, Charlie, has an extra hole in his earlobe because he has unfortunately been shot in the earlobe.
Oh no. Hate it when that happens.
Yeah, it is kind of an unfortunate thing. So they don't know why it's happened. He's kind of strung out on Valium, so they don't know why this has happened. So it's all about trying to keep the secret of Charlie being shot. The wife, Myra, is nowhere to be seen. So these four couples, and they all have their own idiosyncrasies. You get to learn about the couples and their relationships with each other. And then in the second act, some cops come to find out why there were gunshots, and you learn the story, what happened at the end.
Okay, so really it's just a show based on my past weekend. Is that what you're saying? No, I'm just kidding.
I did hear about that. There were rumors.
Yeah, exactly. No, it sounds like a really, really, really fun show with the Watertown Players. And before we get to the rest of the cast and crew here today, when and where can folks check out this show?
So the show is at the Watertown Players Theater, which is at 210 South Water Street in the Market in Watertown. It is September 19th, 20th, 26th, and 27th at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And Sunday the 28th at 2 o'clock. Tickets are $15 in advance. What a deal.
Yeah.
And they can be purchased at Piggly Wiggly in Watertown, which is 1330 Memorial Drive. Or you can call our box office, which is 920-306-4364. Or you can buy tickets at the door, which are $20. One thing I do want to say about our theater, we have some very exciting news. For the last 3 years, probably, we have been raising money to put in stadium seating.
Oh.
The way our theater was, it's a beautiful little space. It's a very quaint, but the whole audience was on the floor.
Sure.
And so sight lines for our stage were pretty tough. And as a director, to watch people having to dodge heads to look to see the stage was kind of disheartening. Well, I'm happy to say that this show, the first show of the 11th season at the Market, will have stadium seating.
Yay!
So it's going to be, there won't be a bad seat in the house. You'll be able to see the everything the actors are doing, which puts a little more pressure on the actors. But it's something very exciting. So if you've seen a show with us in the past, you're going to have a little bit different experience. If you've never been there, you need to come. This is the show to come to see.
That is some awesome news.
Well,
you brought some cast and crew with you today. We'll chat with them a little bit. I want to skip right to Bill Eddington, who is part of the cast. Bill, tell us a little bit about the character you're playing in this show.
Well, out of a very frenetic cast, I'm probably the one who's the most relaxed. That's because I'm a professional psychoanalyst and tend to try and keep things under wraps and sane.
Okay, very good. So you're like the character that you get to kind of sit back and enjoy because you're kind of observing and are you analyzing some of these characters a little bit?
Can't help it.
Yeah, you can't help it as your role. Tell me a little bit about what it is you enjoy about playing. Ernie Kuzak is the name of the character. What have you enjoyed so far about playing Ernie?
Well, Ernie and his wife, Cookie, are a very loving couple, and we see everything that's going on, and again, just responding to the craziness. We get caught up in that, and it's just a lot of fun because so much is happening all the time. It's a very active show, very funny show.
Is there anything in particular that you've been doing to prepare for this role? Have you been reading psychology books? Have you been psychoanalyzing your own friends and family members? Anything like that?
Well, no. Just playing one on stage.
Has there been any for you? Have you found anything about this playing this character that's been challenging?
Anytime I'm on stage, I find it challenging because you're projecting yourself to be someplace else. And I encourage anybody and everybody to participate in local theater because it's an opportunity for growth, challenge. It's out of what normal people do on a normal day, and to jump in and have a challenge and work with other folks who really have done this on a much deeper, more frequent basis. It's almost intimidating sometimes because we have an experienced cast, and they're helping this old guy along a little bit, and it's fun. It's a real growth opportunity.
That is Bill Eddington. He plays Ernie Kuzak in the Watertown Players upcoming production of Rumors. Want to head over to Jim Ortega. And Jim, tell us a little bit about your role with this show.
Sure. I'm getting to build the set. And what's unique about this one is there's a second story. For example, we have a low ceiling. So
okay.
To put a second story on the stage is a little bit of a technical experience. I actually had to do the platform floor twice because installed it and put the 3/4-inch plywood on top to be the subfloor and discovered I didn't have enough ceiling height to put 2-bedroom doors.
Oh, no. Well,
they're full-size doors, 80-inch doors, and I was like 2 inches short.
Oh, boy.
So I had to lower the floor again, put it back together, and it's okay, good. Now I can put 2 doors up there. But
you know, I think when people go to see shows, probably don't think a whole lot about what the set building process was like and the challenges you faced there. Have you done a lot of set building? Is this a little new to you?
No, I've done quite a few. I've lost track of how many. And this must be our second Neil Simon production because we also did Brighton Beach Memoirs,
okay.
And I had to build a second story on there, but it was larger, and it was over in our ceiling slants, so you have more room stage left. So I was able to use – that's why I was thinking I have no problem because I had 3 doors that I had to put on that, and I had no problem for height, so I just built this floor the same height, and it's like, but this time we were on the low end.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But, I mean, many, many stages so far, and I've had the opportunity to – actually act on stage on several productions. So I've had, a good variation of not only building the set, but also being able to perform on stage. So it's...
And you, for this show, being the set builder, you have kind of a unique vantage point from the rest of the cast. You're obviously the cast used to being on stage, crew gets to see kind of, but as a set builder, you haven't seen the show. You're going to kind of get to go enjoy it with the audience for the first time.
Exactly. If I'm not actually on stage, I don't want to know what the details of the show are because we don't have any freebie tickets. I have to buy a ticket. So I want to be entertained. So I try not to know anything about the show before I get to see it.
If I'm in a production, he won't run lines with me because he doesn't want to know about the show.
He doesn't want to know. Oh, my goodness. That's interesting. That is Jim Ortega. He's on set building for the upcoming production of Rumors. Blaine Landowski is here as well. Blaine, you are on lights and sound. How has it been going so far with rehearsals and all that? How's it been going?
Really good. One of the biggest fears running lights and sound is, do the actors know their lines? And do I have to flip a bunch of pages and keep up? But like Bill said, they're a very experienced cast and they're doing really well. Some of the fun with this show is that a number of the sound cues help add to the chaos with different things that come up. And actors have to react to it, and it's kind of like another character.
I know you have one of your cast members here, so I know I don't want to put you on the spot too much because I know this could be a tough one, but from a lights and sound standpoint, is there a character in the show that has stuck out to you so far?
Probably Ken.
Okay.
He's the first one there, a lawyer, so he's thinking all the angles and how to protect everybody. He probably is the one that sticks out the most.
That is Blaine Landowski. He is on Lights and Sound. We've got Bill Eddington playing Ernie Kuzak. Jim Ortega is on Building Sets. Jenny Ortega is the director. And Jenny, I know we're just about out of time. A couple other cast members you want to throw out and recognize
Sure.
before we get out of here?
Sure, yeah, definitely can do that. That'd be great. So we have, you mentioned Ken. That is being played by Mike Kent. Mike is a lawyer in Madison, lives in Waterloo. Ashley Woodard is in the show. Tara Jones, Jeff Boyce, Diane Schultz, Diane was a teacher at the Watertown High School for many, many years, Jim and Lisa Steffel, who have been in a lot of our shows, and then we have Amber Dawn Ledbetter and Kara Jorgensen rounding out the cast.
All right, very good. Going to be a fun show. If you want to just remind folks the dates and times
Sure.
and where they can find their tickets.
You bet. So the show is September 19th and 20th, which is a week from this week. September 19th, 20th, 26th, and 27th at 7 p.m. September 28th, which is a Sunday, at 2 p.m. Tickets can be purchased for $15 at Piggly Wiggly in Watertown, 1330 Memorial Drive, or by calling our box office, 920-306-4364. Or if you're just out and about that day and say, hey, I think I'll go see the show, it's $20 at the door. And we also have concessions, so you can get popcorn, soda, water, $1 each.
All right. No tariff. Very good. No tariff. Jenny Ortega, Jim Ortega, Bill Eddington, and Blaine Landowski. Can't wait for the show. It sounds really awesome. And good luck.
Thank you so much, Gail.
We'll be right back to wrap things up here on Hometown Today next on 95.3.
Save big money on new appliances when you shop at Menards. We have the largest in-stock appliance selection from great brands at the best prices, ready to take home today. Whether it's wanting new laundry appliances or it's needed upgrades for the kitchen, you'll be sure to find appliances that'll make your life easier. Visit the largest in-store appliance selection today. Plus, check out Menards.com to view all of our great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Jeremy from Riverside Tire and Auto, now open in beautiful downtown Beaver Dam at 305 South Center Street. The Riverside team is one you know and trust. Riverside is ready to handle everything from tires and service to complete auto maintenance. It's familiar care in a brand new location. Join the welcome celebration Friday, September 26th from 11 to 1. Enjoy the WBEV Brat Fry. Just $2 gets you a brat and beverage. Follow Riverside Tire and Auto on Facebook or call us at 920-557-4477.
It's time to meet the crew at WRN.com. Bob Haig, Raymond Newpert, Ted Aylin, Sean Maloney, and Bill Scott. Wisconsin Radio Network offers free deep dives with in-depth interviews covering today's topics. And let's not forget the Capitol coverage. WRN is there, making sure that you're aware of all that is happening in state-level politics. And the Titletown Report covers the Packers better than anyone, 24/7 and free at WRN.com. That's WRN.com.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use VolunteerWisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing together friends and neighbors on Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings. That is going to do it for us today. Don't forget, Brewers baseball coming up this afternoon as the Brewers take on the Rangers, 1 o'clock for the pregame coverage here on WBEV. And our next WBEV Brat Fry coming up this Friday, September 12th, 11 to 1, will be at Charleston House on Fakes Court in Beaverdam, just off Madison Street. And we'll be there from 11 to 1. Brat and a soda or a water for $2. And for this and the last brat fry, you could also potentially get a Pernit Premium hot dog with a soda or water for $2. They are limited quantities, though. First come, first serve on that. You can check out all the details on the brat fry page at dailydodge.com. That's going to do it for us here on Hometown Today from 95.3 WBEV.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still